they take off like a bird, and they fly whithersoever Berlioz directs, and then they come to rest again, usually in the most simple and primitive cadence, which I find extraordinarily moving. But he, in my view, was the first genuine romantic, maybe the only genuine romantic. He was the one who burst on the musical scene with a new voice. Beethoven had been dead 3 years, and they heard the Fantastic Symphony. And then later on came Benvenuto Cellini and Romeo and Juliet, before Wagner had even thought of an idea. Then, of course, he was eclipsed by Wagner and his followers. But he's come back to where he really should have been as one of the great original musicians. Because nothing that Berlioz writes is predictable. That's why nobody can sight-read a Berlioz score. I mean, a piano reduction. They can't do it because nothing goes where they expect it to. So you've just got to know. And, of course, this is where he has bamboozled so many musicians in orchestras as well. But once you become familiar with those procedures, then, of course, it seems extraordinarily logical.